This episode is part of my Foundations series. You'll see it at the beginning of the title, marked with the letter F, followed by a number. There are currently 7 episodes in this series, and they build on each other. If you haven't started with Foundations 1, go back and begin there for the full picture of how to design harmony in your life. Now, let's dive in. Hey, friend, you're listening to Harmonious Mompreneur, where faith, family, and business come together. I'm your host, Felicia Pugh, a Christian wife, mom of 2, and life and business system strategist for moms. If you've ever felt like there just aren't enough hours in the day, or find yourself craving more time for yourself, but feel guilty about it, you're in the right place. While many strive for balance, I believe it's harmony, an integrated flow that works for you that truly sustains. Each week, I'll share insights from my personal journey and practical strategies to help you design systems that bring peace to your business and home life. So give your kids another snack, take a deep breath, and let's dive into today's episode, where we'll start creating your harmonious mompreneur life. Today, I'm answering a question I get asked, and maybe you've been wondering too. What does a life and business system strategist actually do? And how do I know if I need one? So I want to get into my story a little bit to help you understand why I do the work that I do. So before I had kids, I was an entrepreneur. I was running my business. I was fully in the hustle, doing things on my terms, in my own time, late nights, all the things, right? And yes, I had some automation set up in my business to support me just because I love automations and technology. But I did not realize or understand just how critical systems would be to my life once I became a mom. Motherhood really changed everything for me. And it went from, you know, I was just doing things the way that I was used to doing them to realizing that I could not keep doing things the same way I did before motherhood. I needed systems, and not just for my business, but for my home and life too, in order to be able to get through this season of life, navigating motherhood and entrepreneurship while trying to keep God first in all the things that I do. I wanted to be able to do that in a way where I could experience joy, where I could experience peace, and where things integrated harmoniously. I did not want to always feel like I was operating in chaos or struggle or always trying to catch up. And so I want that for you too. I created systems in my life and my business, and I want to help you do the same thing. And that's why I'm so passionate about helping mom entrepreneurs design systems for both life and business so that you can show up fully for your life, for your business, without sacrificing one for another, and also without toxic hustle and burnout. So that's why I do what I do. But what do we actually do? What does a life and business system strategist actually do? So a system strategist focuses on processes and structures that make your life and business run efficiently. Efficiently is the key word. And so when I talk about efficiency, I'm meaning little to no waste. So little to no wasted effort, energy, time, money. Like, how can we create a process and a framework, a structure that is going to allow you to operate in all of these different areas of your life and your business without wasting time, energy, money? That is the ultimate goal. So let's focus on business first. This can look like analyzing your existing processes, designing new ones for you, helping you to implement the processes, optimizing your workflows, and if you have a team, even training your team on your new systems, okay? And when we think about systems, you can have a system for any area in your business. The one that I focus heavily on is your client experience. And for me, that includes everything from inquiry all the way through to offboarding. So your inquiry, your booking, your onboarding, fulfillment, and offboarding. But outside of client experience, there are also other systems that you can focus on, like your marketing, your sales, your human resources, finances, operations in general. But you can have a system for anything in your business. Your system is just the way that you do things. Now, with life systems, it's very similar. I'm helping you design systems for your life that can include your daily and weekly rhythms, your household management your family schedules, your self-care, the goal, again, is going to be the same. We want to run efficiently. We want to reduce stress. We want to ultimately free up time for the things that matter most. And so when we're working together, whether that's one-on-one or through my membership, I'm looking at your goals and your desired lifestyle, and I'm creating custom systems for you. The custom systems only come if we work one-to-one, but I'll show you how to create those custom systems if you're in the membership. But it's about looking at your goals and your lifestyle, creating those customized systems that are capacity conscious, meaning they take into consideration your capacity as a mom, your capacity as a wife, all those things, so that you're able to be present at work and at home. When it comes to the systems, the vehicle through which I guide you in creating these systems is the Harmony by Design framework. Now, the framework includes many more things besides creating systems. Before we get to that part, there's other things that we need to focus on, like deconstructing beliefs, establishing priorities and boundaries, structuring your rhythms. Then we get into the systems. Then after the systems, we get into your delegation. After the delegation, then we get into normalizing harmony as your lifestyle. Okay, so that's the way that I guide you in designing harmony for your life. The system is just a part of that. So a while ago, I took a personality test, and the results blew me away, honestly, because it so accurately depicted my life and my work, the way that I think. So the results that I got when I took this personality test was INTJA. And the way it was categorized was architect. And so people who are classified as architect, they're naturally wired for strategy and systems. Here's a few characteristics of the architect. We thrive on strategic, long-term thinking, meaning we can see the big picture and we can plan for the future. But in conjunction to that, we are also very analytical. So we can break down that big vision, that complex vision, and we can break it down into step-by-step processes, okay? So we can do big picture, but we also do the step-by-step. We also thrive on efficiency. I already mentioned this, but we want to find a better way to do things. We want to find faster ways to do things. We want to find smarter ways to get things done, all right? And then also we thrive on being structured, but also flexible. So I kind of touched on this in a previous episode where I was talking about my daily rhythm and how the rhythm allows you to have anchors, like these core components of your day that anchor your day, and then the rest of your day is flexible. So that ties right into this, having something that is structured, which is the anchors, but also an adaptable approach to things. And so we build frameworks that work for us in real life, like my Harmony by Design framework, okay? And so all of these traits, they're natural traits that are a part of the way that I think, the way that I operate, and they help me to be able to help you create life and business systems that help you operate at your highest capacity without burning out, okay? So now, what are some signs that you might need a life and business system strategist? So number one, you might feel overwhelmed, and not just overwhelmed, because we can have days that just are not great days, right? But if you consistently feel overwhelmed with your work and your home responsibilities, you probably would benefit from the support of a life and business strategist to come in and to help you unpack all of the things that you are responsible for and create systems around these things to support you. Number two, if your processes are not documented, and yes, for your home and your life as well, if you are keeping everything in your brain, if you're keeping everything in your head, then you are adding to the mental load that you are already carrying, and it is heavier than it needs to be. And so we need to get all of those things out of your head, out of your brain, and document it so you can free up some space in your brain and alleviate some of that mental load. Number three, if you're spending too much time on repetitive tasks these tasks can more than likely be automated. Automation is a beautiful thing. There are so many things that can be automated in your business and in your life. Everything from your email marketing, your lead nurturing to in the home, having home subscriptions for things to be automatically delivered on a consistent basis. Like there's so many things that can be automated and you can leverage this to alleviate some of those repetitive tasks that you're doing. And a system strategist can help you identify what those things are that can be automated. Number four, if you are finding that things are constantly falling through the cracks, like, oops, I forgot I was supposed to be here. Oops, the kids have a doctor's appointment. I didn't put it on the calendar. Oops, I forgot I had a call. Like if things are constantly falling through the cracks, this is a sign that you could use help from a life and business strategist to help you create those systems that keep things in order. And then also, if you struggle to maintain consistency and quality in a certain area. So if any of these things sounds familiar, a system strategist would be able to help you standardize these processes and help you to integrate these systems into your life and your business. So you're able to, you know, produce those higher quality results, but also be able to reclaim your time and most importantly, your peace of mind. Okay. Like that is so important in this season of life. So now if this episode resonated with you at all and you want to start designing and creating life and business systems that actually work for you, there's two ways that we could work together right now. You can check out the membership, Harmonious Mom Legacy Lounge. Inside, you'll get guidance. You'll get access to my framework to help you implement systems in both your life and your business. And you'll be able to do it alongside other moms of faith who are navigating this intersection of motherhood and entrepreneurship and who are also in pursuit of building a legacy that they are proud to pass on without the toxic hustle and without burning out. If you are looking for more one-to-one support, the Harmony by Design private partnership is where I guide you through my Harmony by Design framework one-to-one and help you redesign your life and leadership systems. If you have any questions about anything, you can reach out to me by email, hello@harmoniousmom.com. Or you can send me a DM on Instagram. Friend, thank you so much for listening. With grace and gratitude, I will see you in the next episode. Hey, friend, I'm so glad you tuned in today. Before you go, will you take a moment to leave a review? Leaving a review ensures other mompreneurs like you can find this show and get the insights and strategies they need to create harmony between their business and home life. I appreciate you so much. With grace and gratitude, see you in the next episode.